Welcome to episode 33 of the English Sessions, Win or Earn. I am your host and English teacher, Mike Butler. These podcasts can help you improve your English. Together, we will talk about grammar, pronunciation, structure, and have some fun, too. Remember to visit my website, www.EnglishSessionsWithMike.com to contact me for private lessons and for more content. You can also read the transcript of this audio on the website as you listen to this episode. Listen for this word today. To gamble. To gamble means to play games with the chance of winning money. For example, I gambled at the casino, and I won $1,000,000. Today, we will talk about two verbs, win and earn. Why? Because some learners are confused about the differences between these two verbs. Some learners think that they have the same meaning, but they do not. I'm going to create a little story for you. I will use earn and win in the story, and it will help you to understand the differences. Hi, my name is Joe. I make money by selling chicken eggs. I earned a lot of money this year selling chicken eggs. I worked really hard this year, so I decided that I deserved a vacation. I've earned it, and I needed a break. I decided to go to Las Vegas to gamble at the casinos. At first, it was great. I was winning a lot of money. On my last day of the trip, however, I lost all of my money that I had won from the casinos. I couldn't stop gambling. It's so addicting. Well, back to the farm. That's the last time I'll ever gamble all my hard-earned money away. The end. You see, there's a pretty big difference in my story. Earn typically means that you worked hard for that money. Maybe you earn your money from a company, from your employer. An employee earns money. A chicken egg farmer earns money. Joe the egg farmer put in a lot of hard work to earn his money. Win typically means that you didn't have to work for it. You can win money at a casino, gambling. Or you can win money from the lottery. These are the typical ways to use earn and win. After the break, I will explain why there is sometimes confusion over these two words, and also explain some other ways to use earn and win. It's Mike, your host of Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. We'll talk about the history and origin of words in English. If you're coming over from the English Sessions, well, then I'll give you an even bigger welcome, loyal listener. The English Sessions is the podcast I've been doing for a while now for English learners, and is where Get the Word was first conceived. I decided to make Get the Word its own podcast since I started to realize I was making content more for native speakers with these etymology episodes, which seemed to warrant its own feed. Don't worry, though. For those of you who are English learners, there will still be transcripts of the episodes on the website. Look for details in the show notes. Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, everyone. Mike here. I want to pause for a moment to talk about how you can help the English Sessions to continue. If you'd like to support the English Sessions, then please go to anchor.fm/theEnglishSessions. There, you can click on the support button and make a monthly contribution to the English Sessions to keep this podcast going. You can support the English Sessions for less than $1. Every bit helps. Also, remember, go to www.englishsessionswithmike.com if you are interested in private lessons with me, Mike. Thank you all for supporting this podcast. Many of my learners know that I am learning Spanish as a second language. When I first learned the Spanish verb ganar, I translated it to English and saw that it translated to both earn and win. I said to myself, how can this be? Earn and win have two pretty different meanings. I know now that this happens a lot in translation. I've come to accept it. If your native language is a Romance language, like Spanish, then this translation may be why you confuse these two words. My learners also know that I love etymology. That's right, etymology, the history or origin of words. Sign up to my Patreon page to get exclusive episodes of Get the Word, my series on etymology. Patreon.com/theEnglishSessions. So let's talk about another related word, gain. Ganar in Spanish can also translate to gain. Based on my research, gain and ganar both have the same origin. Evidence shows, though, that it's surprisingly not from Latin. This word can refer to anything that can be considered an accomplishment. Gain in English can be used to show that you succeeded in some way or that you accomplished something. It can also mean that you have obtained something. And it's almost always in a positive context. I gained an education from my university. I gained a lot of knowledge by listening to the English Sessions. But sometimes it can just mean an increase. I gained weight by eating a lot of chocolate. Some people want to gain weight, but many do not want to gain weight. So it's not always positive. The words win and earn, however, are not related to the Romance languages, to the best of my knowledge. Win, the verb win, is of Germanic origin that can also mean acquire or take possession of something. I won money at the casino, and yes, technically I took possession of that money. Sometimes, in certain contexts, win can mean that you gained something through effort. For example, I won the respect of my colleagues. In other words, I gained or earned the respect of my colleagues. So in this use, you gain the attention, support, or love of something. It's not about money in this context. The verb earn is also of Germanic origin. It's related to the Old English word for laborer. That's a good way to remember this one. Remember Joe the egg farmer? He labored in order to make his money. He earned his money because of his hard work or labor. So, remember, these words have a long, complicated history. If your native language is a Romance language, then you probably already know how and why the meaning of these words can be confusing in translation. Most importantly, just remember, In the most common uses, earn means that you worked hard to get something, you earn money from your employer, your company, and win means that you had success without much effort or work. You win money at a casino or from the lottery. Any questions? Write to me at mike@englishsessionswithmike.com. Leave a message for me on the website, www.englishsessionswithmike.com, and I will play it on the podcast. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so you won't miss an episode. Visit www.englishsessionswithmike.com for more content. Please rate and review the English Sessions on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Find us on social media, Twitter at the eSessions, Instagram at English Sessions with Mike. Search for the English Sessions on Facebook. Until next time, this is Mike signing off.